The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 13th chapter. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell the fox for me, 'Listen, I'm casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood and her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. When a word became flesh, and Jesus took on human nature, and he shared all the emotions as human could experience in our lives. Jesus rejoiced, as later on in Luke, it says, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." And Jesus felt compassion. In Mark chapter 6, it says, "When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without shepherd. So he began to teach them many things." Jesus was troubled, and he was in great temptation during the 40 days in the wilderness. Jesus also felt angry, disappointed, sorrow, and grief. And he also greatly desired and he loved. In today's scripture, Jesus sorrowed and lamented for the city of Jerusalem. While I was preparing the sermon, I prayed and I was crying, and I can't imagine how hard it was for Jesus to predict the future disaster for this city, and how deeply it hurts Jesus' heart. And in today's text, Jesus used an image of mother hen to describe his love for his people. As how much the mother hen loves her children, Jesus loved his people deeply with his whole heart. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who sent to it, how often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood and her wings, and you were not willing. God sent out prophets after prophets and calling for repentance and a warning for the destruction of Jerusalem, repeated after years and years. But the message never changed people's mind. Those words are heavy, harsh, and uncomfortable. And those words, just like sharp weapon, that stab into their hearts. And those words turn them from refuse, denial, and to hate and murder. Jesus' heart was broken, not only for the stiff-necked people, but also for what was coming for those people. As verse 35 says, "See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the day you see, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" And Jesus wished that those people could speak out the words that blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord right now, so the disaster won't come to them. He predicted the future with deep lament, yet also with hope that the last minute call would work. And I believe many of us has been familiar with the term last call because of the bar. At least this is how I learned this word. And the most impressive last call experience for me is nothing about drinks. So every year I would go back to China and see my families and friends. And because there's no direct flight from Minnesota to China, so I have to transfer at least once to get home. There was one time I transferred in Seattle, and the transition time was 1 hour, 1.5 hours. But somehow, I thought it was 2.5 hours. So I decided to buy a good meal, and I sat down, and I watched a movie. So while I was enjoying the movie and the food, someone just came to me, and she patted on my shoulder, and she said, "I think they are calling you." And I was shocked, and I ran to the gate as soon as possible, because I just realized that broadcast was repeating my name and calling my name, "This is the last call for passenger Lin Qingchu." I'm so glad that this person interrupted me, although I didn't know how she figured out that they are calling my name. But what if nobody interrupted me? And what if I haven't heard the last call? And what if the flight took off without me? The consequence of my mistake would have been missing the flight. But compared with missing a flight, the people of Jerusalem experienced a much more serious consequence. They lost their home. Now you may be wondering, am I going to the direction of sin and consequence? Don't worry, I won't go there. The message that speaks to me today is not the consequence of sins, but is God's love and protection never forsakes us, just like the wings of the mother hen never leave her children. Jesus predicted the destruction of Jerusalem, and according to the history, the prediction did come true. And however, this was not the end of the story. God's promise of rebuild the city also come true. Just like the wings of mother's hen, the wings of God's love and protection never forsake the people of Jerusalem. And in today's Genesis story, the Lord predicted the slavery of Israelites. But the story never ends with oppression and slavery. God promised Abram that one day they shall come out with great possessions and come back to this promised land. Just like the wings of the mother hen, that God's love and protection never forsake God's people. And we know the promise of love and protection is always here, but how about the time between lament and rebuild? How about the time between slavery and the promised land? The waiting time is also real. And I think the waiting time is when we could repent and we could listen to God's call and we could respond to God's call. Just as mother hens gathered her children under her wings, we gathered at the church under God's love and to respond God's call. As I read these verses again and again, I keep asking myself, how many times had God called me to repent? And how many times have I refused to respond to the call? What are the calls? Is it my relationship with God? Is it my prayer? Is it an open heart to strangers? Is it the listening ear for people who don't agree with me? Is this a patience for my boyfriend? I don't know how many times I said yes or no to God's call, but one thing I'm sure is that the love of God's wind never forsakes me. As we know that on last Friday, March 8th, one of our longtime members, Eleanor Astrom, passed away at the age of 104. God's love never forsakes her. She was, she is, and she will be loved by her people. Eleanor's daughter describes her mother as a person who has passion on fishing. So during Eleanor's 103rd birthday, her daughter took her up to the north and she went fishing at the age of 103. She loved her family and she was blessed by 3 great-grandchildren, Eleanor, Abby, and Maddie. She loved baking and she would always have delicious and sweet treat when people came to her house. And she also had a long history with church and many dear friends at Hope. She belonged to the Gloria Circle and served many events with the group, and she also was in the quilting group and helped to donate many quilts to people in need. And a memorial service for her is planned on May 14th at Hope. And when members of our congregation die, we remember how the waters that first washed them in baptism hold them now in death. And I will come down to the baptismal font, and let's pray together for Eleanor. Let us pray. Holy God, holy and powerful, we remember before you today our sister Eleanor Astrom. We thank you for giving her to us to know and to love as a dear sister in our journey on earth. At these waters of baptism, you welcomed her into your loved wings. At these waters, you comforted her in times of trouble and encouraged her in delight. At this water, you now enfold her into Jesus' death and resurrection and the promise of life everlasting. Comfort us who mourn and bring us together to feast with all the saints of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.